Welcome to Wise Words with Dan, filled with inspiration, guidance, stories, and helping raise awareness so that you listeners can take away something from this podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for listening to Wise Words with Dan. Hey guys, and welcome back to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Hope you guys have had a good couple of long weekends off, enjoying the holidays, spending time with your family and friends, you know, with Easter coming and going and Anzac Day coming and going. Hope you guys have really made the most of all this time off. And today on my podcast, John returns as me and him bring the segment back of talking all things rugby league. So me and him, we talk about what's happened in round seven's clashes of footy, and we talk about and we give our thoughts and predictions on this weekend's round eight footy clashes of rugby league. So we give our thoughts and predictions on what's going to happen on what's going to happen this weekend, and we talk about what's happened this weekend in all the rugby league games. So it's a fun podcast, guys. Me and John really enjoyed ourselves, and I think you guys will really enjoy this episode today. If you're a fan of rugby league, you'll certainly enjoy what we have to say. So sit back and enjoy.
Man. Good, thanks. And yourself, how are you going?
Yeah, good, good, thanks. Welcome back to my podcast.
Yes, it's been a long time. I've always wanted to come back on.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had you.
Yes.
What's been going on in your world?
Oh, nothing much. Just in working, getting stuff ready for me and Belle's wedding. You know, everything else.
It's getting closer now, isn't it?
Yeah, less than 6 months.
So what's the build up been like? What have you?
Yeah, well, it's been exciting. We've been organizing the invitations, organizing the cake and everything, and organizing the gifts, the wedding gifts. So it's pretty exciting.
Has it started to feel real yet? For you,
just about. So it's 6 months. So yeah, I'm getting the hang. I'm getting the jits of it.
The jits of it. Yeah, yeah. Trust me. Once your wedding day comes around, that's when I will hit you.
But I have a feeling I'll be in tears on down the aisle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's when it will hit you, when you see Isabel walk down the aisle.
Of course, in a beautiful wedding dress.
That's when I was all thinking, I think.
I agree.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to being your best man as well, Johnny.
Of course. You're the best man. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a big responsibility on your hands.
I know. I've got to organize the bachelor party and everything, don't I?
Yeah.
A lot to take on, Johnny. A lot to take on. But I'm looking forward to it, man.
Of course.
Yeah. Anyways, Johnny, I brought you on the podcast today because I want to talk a little bit about the footy.
Oh, yes.
Mainly the West Tigers. What's been going on with them, hey?
Oh, mate. where do we start with them?
if you told me, like, 2 weeks ago that the West Tigers were going to beat Parramatta and the Rabbitohs by 1 point, in the same week, I'd be like, you're on drugs.
You're kidding me.
Well, can you believe we did beat
the top eight teams for 1 point? Would you believe that? Two top eight teams who are fighting to, you know, stay in the top eight. We beat them by 1 point each.
I just can't believe it. I just, you know, we're on such a losing streak, and then two back-to-back wins by 1 point against two potentially, you know, finals contenders, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
It's crazy. Crazy. Just shows how unpredictable rugby league can be.
True. And Maguire putting Hastings in the seven and Brooks in six, but that was the best decision he ever made, you know?
Oh, definitely. Hastings has made a tremendous impact. And that was only his first week being in the first grade side.
If he wasn't suspended for the last 2 weeks before this, he would have been so much better, I reckon.
If who wasn't suspended?
If Hastings wasn't suspended for 2 weeks, well, you know, we would have been so much better, you know?
Well, you never know. You never know. It's just, yeah, just, you know, what a journey. Let me just say, what a journey Hastings has been on. Because
yeah, well, he was in the Super League. He got Man of Steel in the Super League as well.
What happened in the Super League?
He got Man of Steel, which means it's he was the best player in the Super League.
Oh, yeah, and then and he was with another club years ago, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, Manly Sea Eagles.
And then Manly kicked him out or something, and then
yeah, because he had a fight with Daddy Cherry Evans.
Oh really?
Yeah, but apparently they had a big fight.
What was it about?
On training.
Oh, and then they kicked him out.
Yeah, because Cherry Evans won, and then, so they kicked Hastings out.
And then his journey from the Super League into coming back in the NRL, and
it's a fairy tale.
It is. Well, the fairy tale's not over yet. Let's see what happens in the next few weeks with the West Tigers, hey? Let's see if they can continue this momentum that they're on. We play the Dragons this Sunday.
I didn't think it was going to be an easy game, but after yesterday, it changed because, you know, the Dragons have a fighting spirit. They're like us, but...
Well, you know, I thought, okay, well, I watched yesterday's game and the Dragons beating the Roosters. That makes me not more nervous for Sunday's
game.
Yeah,
that won't go.
Yeah, with Tigers playing Dragons, that'll definitely be an interesting game, I tell you. I'm
tempted to go down to Wollongong to watch it.
To be honest, it might be match of the round, I think.
Who knows? It could be.
The Dragons upsetting the Roosters and us upsetting the Bunnies. I think we've got a real showdown this Sunday. You know? It'll be interesting.
Because this week will be crucial for us to win because next week we got Sea Eagles at Manly. So, and then Tom Dvojevic could be back that week.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm focused on this week. I'm taking it one game at a time, Johnny.
True.
And you know what? After our wins against both Bunnies and Parramatta, you know, I think anything's possible for the Tigers at this point. just gotta hope for the best.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, Johnny, like, you know, that was a bit of an upset game. Our clash, and what about the last night's score, 70-10?
Yeah, I was actually out for dinner, but I saw it on my phone, and I was like, wow, they actually got the 70? Xavier Coates scored 4 tries, wow.
See, Storm, and I think that Storm have hit a new record in the most...
Yeah, or I think the Warriors had a new losing record too, I think.
Yeah, like, 70-10, when was the last time we saw that in a rugby league game?
I don't think in my lifetime. A lifetime.
Okay, look, I'm going to read out the score. So Hughes scored in the 7th minute. Oates scored in the 22nd minute. Meaney scored in the 26th. Papp scored in the 47th. Meaney 50, 52, 58, 60, 66, 68, 72, 77. So they literally every 5 minutes the Storm would score.
They missed... 7 of their conversions. If they got all their conversions, it would have been 100 or something.
So the conversion rate was 7 out of 13.
Yes. If they would have got 13 out of 13, it would have been.
It could have been
like 100.
Triple digits. It could have been triple digits.
Yeah.
Or probably close to triple digits. You know?
Yes.
But far out, man. Where do New Zealand go from here after that losing to?
To be honest, I don't really know. The coach has to be in question. The coach, you know, reaction in the training, you know, the training regime has to be questioned, you know?
Yeah. You know, well, this kind of reminded me when we lost to Storm by a big scoreline too.
It was 66-10, wasn't it?
Well, it was very close to this game, was it? 66-10 or something
like
that. Oh,
they scored
66. Huh?
They scored 66.
So it's pretty close to how much we lost to the Storm by. But this has definitely hit a new record, that's for sure. Makes me kind of not feel that bad when West Tigers lost to them by that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but crazy. So it's been a crazy week of the rugby league, and
It was a good Anzac Day. It was good Anzac round as well.
Oh yeah, definitely was. Well, look, we'll talk about the other games. You know, Sharks beating Manly 34-22.
Well, yeah, because Sharks were killing Manly 32-0 in the first half. And I was like, oh, that's it. Sharks are going to win it easy. And then Manly just come out and get 22 points.
What?
I was like, no way Manly, to come back.
Manly came back and they nearly got an upset against Cronulla in the second half. I know they didn't get there, but the comeback was crazy by Manly.
Yeah.
They just left it too little too late, you know? It just shows that if Manly probably started off playing well in that game, it could have been a much different result.
True.
If they played out of their skin in the second half, if they had shown that in the first half, who knows what could have happened. So Manly's definitely not to be underestimated, that's for sure.
That's right.
I know Dogs is also your second team, Johnny. What happened on Friday? Okay.
But we were winning 14-6 at half time, and then I don't know, and then Broncos scored 20 or 30 points, you know, unanswered points, you know.
Dogs started off that game so well. They were like,
yes.
I think you guys were in the lead in the first half, weren't you?
We were winning 14-6
at half time.
Yes.
And then Broncos, you know, you guys just fell off in the second half.
We didn't score a point in the second half.
You guys scored no tries. No points.
No, not at all.
It was just all Broncos after that.
All Adam Reynolds and all that.
Yeah, I just don't know what happened there with the Dogs. It's looking like that kind of season for them. You know, you'll think with the recruitment of Addo Carr and
Brett Naden
and
I'd have Pengai Jr.
Dogs have signed all these great players. You think, you know, there will be a turnaround in the club, and you know, but new coach, you know,
I think it's the coach. I think the coach needs to go.
Huh?
I think the coach needs to go. I reckon.
Yeah, he's on a ticking time bomb. I tell you, yeah. But yeah, Trent Barrett. Yeah, I think. Depending on how the next couple of weeks go for the Dogs, if they lose the next couple of games, Trent's gone for sure.
True, I reckon so too.
Yeah, he's definitely, you know, he is definitely walking on eggshells with the Dogs. But just got to see what happens with them. But yeah, Broncos. I don't know. Broncos are a funny team this year.
Yeah, they have their ups and downs.
They win some, they lose some. So you don't know where they're going to land. You know, in a sense. Cowboys and Titans. Now,
honest, I felt that game would have been closer.
I was thinking before this game started, maybe the Titans would get the win over the Cowboys, or at least it would be like a 4-point or 8-point game, you know. I didn't think the Cowboys would win by 30-4 against the Titans. that was kind of a shock for me. That was kind of shock.
Yes, it shocked me as well. Trust me.
So that was a bit of a shock.
Mm.
Other games which weren't so much of a shock was Parramatta beating Knights.
Oh, no.
But actually, you know, Knights didn't score a try in that game. Well, the score was 39-2.
The Knights only scored a penalty goal.
Huh?
The Knights only scored a penalty goal.
Yeah, literally, they only scored a penalty goal. And it was all Parramatta, 39-2. It was just, that was pretty bizarre. But Parramatta, I expected them to beat the Knights. You know, I think everyone would have got that tip right. In a sense,
yeah, but everyone would have thought Parramatta would have beat us, but they didn't.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, so yeah, Parramatta was kind of a predictable game against the Knights. Panthers beating Raiders 36-6. That's no surprise as well, because Raiders, as we know, they're a team that's underachieved this season as well, don't you think?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. But
the Panthers are just too good. To be honest, I don't see the Panthers ever losing a game this year.
Have they won all their games, Panthers?
Yes, they haven't lost a game this season.
They haven't lost a game yet.
Shit. Not at all.
Jesus. Honestly, Panthers could be back-to-back premiers.
They could.
You'd think maybe they might slow down a bit since winning the premiership last season, but they've just continued their momentum. It's crazy.
They're unstoppable.
Yeah. I hate to say it, being a Tigers fan, because we despise...
Yeah, they're one of our main rivals.
Yeah, yeah. Just who's going to stop Penrith at this point? Who do you think will come close?
Storm. Maybe the Storm. I reckon Storm.
Well, there's going to be a showdown between the Storm and Panthers in a couple of weeks.
They'll be one of the matches of the round, I reckon.
Yeah, I think that's in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, that's the magic round.
That's the magic round. So
yeah.
Maybe that could be Penrith's first loss, but even then, it could go either way, you know? Honestly, if you look at the grand final, most likely the way we're looking at it so far at this point in time,
Panthers and Storm.
It could be another Panthers and Storm final, you know? And that wouldn't surprise me. The way the Storm have been playing, the way that Penrith have been playing. Have Storm lost a game yet?
They lost against the Eels.
They lost one game. Who did they lose that game to?
To Eels.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But, yeah, those teams are neck and neck. You know, I think that game between them in a couple of weeks' time will shift the momentum between either
first
side.
And second.
First and second. Definitely. So that'll be a game to look forward to. And, to be honest, were you watching the Dragons and Roosters game on yesterday?
Yeah, we were. We weren't at the game, but my dad was. But me and Bill watched it on TV.
Your dad would have been happy.
Yeah, he was. He was all cheery and everything. Yeah.
What do you think went wrong with the Roosters? How did they lose to the Dragons 14-12?
Mate, well, in the first half, the Roosters weren't there. Even Tedesco was making simple mistakes. And Tedesco, you know, he never really does make any much mistakes. Mm. But, you know, he dropped a few balls, he dropped a few kicks, you know.
Tedesco hasn't been at his best all season, let's face it. He hasn't,
Roosters were premiership favourites before this season.
Were they now?
Yes, apparently I was watching NRL 360 today, and they said Roosters were premiership favourites before this season.
Oh, well, it looks like there won't be so much now.
Not anymore.
Yeah, good. Yeah, look, watching that game back, because I watched the game myself, Roosters, yeah, like you pointed out in the first half, Roosters just made simple mistakes, turned over the ball too easily, put Dragons in great field position to score a couple of tries. And
actually, when he came back, if the last minute, they could have scored the try to win the game.
Yeah, it was a frantic finish.
Yeah.
But one of the tries that Dragons scored literally came off the Roosters dropping the ball, I think.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Just from Jaden Sewer.
Yeah. So it just goes to show how bad they played against the Dragons, really. It was a winnable game for the Roosters, let's face it. They made too many errors and it came back to bite them. Not to take anything away from the Dragons, because Dragons were phenomenal. You know, they capitalized on everything. Their defense was outstanding as well when it came to... Because there was a period in time where Roosters were on the Dragons' line in the second half. Dragons kept defending their line, so credit to them, you know. They really stepped up when it counted.
True.
Mm. But yeah, so it was a crazy Anzac round, you know. Also, I went to the pub yesterday when I was watching these Anzac clashes.
You went to the pub?
Yeah, because I wanted to go out to the pub to watch these games, and I was playing two up. You know what?
Oh, you that one. I haven't played it before. I've always wanted to play it.
That was my first ever time playing two up. It was.
How'd you go?
Well, look. I started off. I put in a 20. and then I kept winning. No lie. Wow. I kept winning. So I won 20. I won another 20. I won another 10. Then I won another 20. So I was up. At this point, I was probably like, I was up by $90. So I started from 20 and I was up to $90.
Wow.
And then stupid me kept putting in. And I lost
it. And you lost it.
I lost it, all of it.
Danny boy.
I was too caught up in it. It was just so much fun. But yeah, it is a fun game. And that was my first ever time playing it, John. And, you know, so with two ups, you kind of know how the game goes, don't you?
You stand in the circle and you throw the coins in the air, isn't it?
Yeah, that you throw two coins in the air and it'll either have to land on two tails or two heads. And, you know, you have to pick if it's going to land on heads or tails. And, you know, it's just a matter of the guess, you know. People exchange cash between one another. Because if one person says heads, and then it's up to you if you want to say, if you want to cash against them or not. But yeah, it's a whole thing. But yeah, it was a pretty fun game to play.
Well, I've got to play one time next year.
Well, next year you got it for sure. It was sure. Pretty fun. But yeah, well, look into it this week, because you know round 8 doesn't start till
Thursday,
which is pretty soon.
Which is the Broncos versus Sharks.
Yeah. So what's your prediction with the Broncos and Sharks game?
Ooh, well, they're both informed teams at the moment. So I reckon, to be honest, the Sharks will win by 2 points.
Sharks by, that's a pretty... So you think it'll be a tight game, do you?
It will, because Broncos, you know, it's up in Brisbane, and Broncos have been in form at the moment, and the Sharks have been in form as well. But, you know, who knows, it could go either way.
Yeah, I think that's a game that could go either way. Yeah, for sure. Well, and not to mention, like you said, it's up in Suncorp. So wouldn't be surprised if Broncos do get that win as well. But look, I'm looking at the value. Sharks are at $1.28 and Broncos are at $3.75.
Of course, so, yeah. I would have known Sharks were favourites because, you know, they are high up on the ladder.
So the punters are definitely leaning towards Sharks, and you know, no surprise if they win. I'm gonna say Sharks by 8 points on that one. I just have that gut feeling, but you know, a Broncos win would not surprise me. That's for sure. All right, so let's look at Friday's clashes: Panthers versus Titans.
Oof.
Well,
at the Gold Coast.
Well,
Panthers easy. I reckon Panthers will win easily.
Obviously, I think it's going to be an obvious win to Panthers. You know, I'm even going to say Panthers to win by more than 13 points.
I think more than 30.
I think Panthers will win by at least 20 or more points against the Titans.
Yeah, I reckon so too.
I think it's just going to be a very one-sided game. And look, Titans are paying at $7 to win. And Panthers are only at $1.10. So that says it all. well, and then the 7:50 game.
The Rabbitohs against the Eagles.
Bunnies versus Manly. Now, that would be a good clash, I think, wouldn't it?
It's at Central Coast Stadium.
Who do you think will in that one?
Oh, this is a hard one. Oh. But without Turbo and all that... I reckon Souths.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, Manly are still missing Tom. Yeah. And that's a big, you know, that's going to, you know, and Tom is a you know, without Tom, Manly are not at their best. It's clear to say that. And, but look, you know, Matt, stranger things can happen, but I'm still saying Bunnies to win by, I'd say probably at least by 10, 12 points. I think it'll definitely be a close game.
Yeah, I reckon it'll be a close game to the last 10 minutes, and then one team will be tired, and then yeah. The other team will run away with it.
Yeah, I think Bunnies will run away with it towards the end.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say the Bunnies by 10 in that one. So, yeah, guys, if you're into your multis and sports bets, you know, take what we say. put your multis on. all right, let's look towards Saturday's games, Johnny.
Of course.
Raiders versus New Zealand.
Oh,
I think that's anyone's game.
Well, they both came off smashing games, losing games.
Yeah, they both got flogged, yeah.
the Warriors are playing at home, so... And the this is a hard game to pick.
This could go either way, to be honest. Yeah. Let's face it. And look, just to tell you how even this game is, Raiders are $1.28 and Warriors are $2.
Ooh.
This is a very even game. This could be anyone. Literally, either team could win this. It's just what comes down to is who completes their sets more and who makes less mistakes. That's literally what it's going to come down to this game.
Not true.
I'm going to say Raiders by 6.
You think?
I think it's going to be close, and I think Oof. Raiders will just edge it. Who do you think?
I think I actually think the Warriors by 4.
Well, look, after the flogging against the Storm,
they would want to, you know, pick it up.
They really want to step up against Raiders. So, you know, you could be right, Johnny. You could be right. Now, John, this is a game you might not be looking forward to: Roosters versus the Dogs.
Oh no! Another hard game.
Come on, you think Dogs have a chance? Come on.
Well, I'd love to say that Bulldogs would win, but you know, in all seriousness, I reckon Roosters will just smash us. You know.
I think it could be quite a hiding, especially.
I hate to say it.
I mean, look, if Dragons can beat the Roosters, who knows with the Dogs?
True, true.
But yeah, look, it's obvious. Roosters by 13 plus. you know, the Roosters will run away from it. I hate to say it, but I do want hope for Dogs win. It's always nice seeing the Roosters win. But look, I don't see that happening. I think Roosters will be up for it, especially after the loss against Dragons. And they'll win 13 plus, hands down. And I'm sure, you know, your girlfriend won't be happy because she's a huge Dog supporter as well.
Of course.
Before I go to the next game, what do you think needs to improve on the Bulldogs? What do you think? How can they come together as a team and really improve?
Well, I reckon that to work well as a team and change their game plan. You know, they've changed many players around and everything. Just stick with one team and see how they gel, you know?
Yeah. Well, like, because you've been to a few of the Dogs games this year, Johnny.
Yes.
What are they lacking more so? Is it their midfield? Ooh.
They're lacking their strength and their, you know, and their spirit, you know, about their willingness to play, you know.
I
think they need to improve then.
Yeah, I'll see what happens in the coming weeks with the Dogs. Okay, the next game, which is the 7 o'clock game on a Saturday, Parramatta versus Cowboys.
That's up at Darwin.
That's a Darwin.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
Because I don't know, because Cowboys played in the Heat all the time, and Parramatta, is not used to the Heat all year round. So I reckon Cowboys have an advantage at the moment.
Yeah, but don't forget they're playing Parramatta.
True.
I think Parramatta for the win, but you don't know. Cowboys have been playing well. They've been a good team this season. You got to admit.
Yeah, true. But they've been too inconsistent. They win some and they lose some. You know, shitty games. You know.
Yeah, but yeah, look, wouldn't surprise me. Cowboys maybe get a win. Would not surprise me because I think that could be the upset of the round. Actually, the Cowboys and Roosters and the Eels. But I'm still going to be on the safe side and say Eels by probably 10 points. But look, it wouldn't surprise me because you know what Cowboys are like. They're pretty unpredictable this season. And look, they are coming fifth on the ladder. So, you know, who knows? Cowboys have been the underdogs this season and they've really proved themselves against a lot of teams. So, it could be it could go either way this game potentially as well. But yeah, all right, Sunday's games, John.
Yeah,
look, I'm not even gonna try and guess this game, Storm versus Knights.
Oh, man, if the Knights lost 39-2 against the Eels, the Storm will beat them by 80.
there you go. Storm could break a new record if you think them defeating New Zealand by 70 to 10. This game could be 80-10 for you know. So yeah, it's gonna be a flogging. I'm gonna say Storm by 30 points or more against the Knights.
I agree you in that one.
Or they could get to the half century. And
actually, we haven't seen that before.
Well, Knights are paying $9 and Storm are $1.07. So that tells you everything.
I'm surprised they're not $0.
And Johnny, last but not least, Tigers and Dragons. We're talking a bit about this game just before. What's your pick on this?
Well, as I said before, I was thinking the Dragons were going to be easy, but it's no easy game in rugby league. So I expect a challenge. I expect both teams to go out firing, you know. But I say Tigers by six.
Well, Dragons are paying at $1.54 and Tigers are $2.50.
Ooh, that is close.
Well, yeah, Dragons. I honestly thought Tigers would be favourites in this game against the Dragons.
Yeah, but the Dragons are playing at Wollongong.
But it's at a home game for the Dragons.
Yeah.
And, you know, their win against the Roosters has, you know, really kind of surprised everyone. So, look, I think this is going to be a very close game. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes down to 1 point again.
Imagine that.
Imagine
three 1 point wins in a row.
Imagine, yeah, the third Tigers win by another point. Yeah, look, I'm going to, because I could be biased because I'm a Tigers supporter, but I'm going to say Tigers by 8 points. No, actually, you know what? No, I'm changing that. Tigers by one. I'm going to say Tigers by one.
No, it's not one.
For the third week in the row, Tigers are going to win by 1 point. in a dramatic finish on the 79th minute. What's your prediction? You made your prediction.
Yes. Tigers by six.
You said Tigers by six. This game could go either way. Honestly, like Dragons win, I wouldn't be surprised as well. So, but if Tigers make it third straight wins, that would really shift some eyeballs, you know. Tigers will start to look more like a threat, I think. If they can beat the Dragons, then definitely it'll be huge coming up against Manly next week as well.
Yes, it will.
Mm. You know, Brooks has really also stepped up for me in the Tigers side as well.
Yeah, he has improved since he's been in the number six position. He has improved.
Because he's moved to halfback now.
5'8".
Sorry, he's moved to 5'8".
Now. He was halfback.
So he's moved to... I'm mixing up everything. So yeah,
it's all good.
He's moved to 5'8" position, and Brooks even said it himself. It's really taken the pressure off him, and
that's true.
He's really thrived off his 5'8" role, and yeah, he's playing out of his skin now. So he's with
an experienced half, you know.
Yeah, and you know the critics are starting to slowly back away because, man, everyone's been a critic of Brooks. You know, he's really had heat on him, and he's really had backlash by a lot of the fans. Mm. But I think, you know, now he's starting to prove some doubters wrong.
True. Even me, because I was one of those critics of Brooks, and he's starting to change my, you know, perception of him, you know?
Yeah. Well, just look how well he played against the Bunnies.
Yes, he scored a try.
Scored a try.
Kicked the field goal.
Kicked the field goal. I think he was man of the match, wasn't he?
I would have thought so.
Yeah, he really stepped up the first time in a really long time. And
yes,
you know, I think a lot of people have criticized Brooks, including myself, because we've always known what his potential could be. And now he's really starting to show that. So, you know, good on you, Brooks. I'm really glad that you are proving all of us wrong, and I hope you continue this good form of yours.
Well, you know what? We should get him on the podcast.
Luke Brooks.
Yeah.
Mate, we could try, but I don't think he'll come on. I'm not that popular. Popular.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe one day.
Yeah, who knows. But yeah, Johnny, I think we've covered this week's round of footy. I think I'm happy with those tips. Are you?
Of course, yes.
Mm. So yeah, Johnny, yeah.
So a question.
Yeah.
What team has surprised you the most? You know, which team didn't you think would be in the eight and that's in the eight at the moment?
I think Cowboys for me has been the surprise package.
They are surprised, but I think the Sharks, really? To be honest.
You didn't think much of them?
I didn't think the Sharks would, you know, I reckon they would have been high in the bottom eight, but I didn't think they'll, you know, make the eight, you know.
Mm. Well, Sharks, you know, they've never been a bad team, the Sharks.
No.
You know, they've always been a decent side. So, yeah. But, yeah, definitely the Cowboys for me have really stepped up a lot in a lot of ways. So, they've been the surprise package for sure for me. And, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Who's your top four? Who do you think will finish in the top four?
Panthers and Storm are a given.
Yeah.
Third, I reckon. Manly will be Manly. I reckon Manly will be third.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I think Manly could. Yeah, definitely.
And South will be fourth.
Manly and South.
Yes.
You know what? I think that's a good one. I think Bunnies. You know, definitely. I think they'll have a good season. I know it's early days, but I think they will turn it around. And I think, you know, when Manly have Trbojevic back, they will be a much better side. So I think that's a good pick. Mm. And I think that's my pick too. I reckon Panthers, Storm. You know what? I'm going to say this is my pick. I'm going to say Penrith, Storm, Manly, and Parramatta.
Oh, Parramatta. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to say Parramatta to finish in the fourth. I just feel like Parramatta will continue. Will, I know it's early days and Parramatta have lost a couple of games so far, but I still really think they'll have a good season. So, yeah, I guess that's my pick.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Johnny. And yeah, man, I was going to ask you as well, talking, moving away from footy a bit, what's your plans this week? Well, this coming week?
Well, actually, tomorrow, me and Belle are actually going to get our wedding bands, you know, the wedding ring.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to get our wedding ring size so we can make the ring and put the ring on, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So get more stuff ready for the wedding.
Oh, that'll be pretty fun.
It will. We're very excited.
Yeah. Nah, it's starting to get real for you, as I said,
Johnny. It is. My heart is racing just thinking about it.
Yeah. Have you done the rehearsals yet?
Not yet. That's going to be in the next few months,
In the next 3 months. Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, closer to the time.
For sure,
yeah. I think it'll be good, man.
We're going to get our suit, size as well soon. Yeah.
You know, I've been trying to bloody lose weight.
I have too.
and I keep putting on, mate. So I lose.
We'll get there.
You know, it's the Easter breaks. That's really
fucking. Oh, because of the chocolate and because of the chocolate and everything.
Just a long weekend and junk food and shit. You know, it's a bad habit. I need to really get out of that. You know. What about yourself? Have you tried to lose
weight? Yeah, I need to lose weight as well. I'm a bit, you know, on the chubby side, but I'm trying to lose weight.
Yeah, it's not easy, but we got to start somewhere.
Yes, that's true.
You know what? Honestly, it just comes down to eating less. It just comes down to watching what you eat. You know, I think it comes down to just eating light meals.
True,
but it's easier said than done. Renee's an expert when it comes to food, so
knowing her.
yeah. All right, John, I've got one last question for you.
Okay.
This is moving away from rugby as well and stuff. So a lot of things have happened in the world. A lot of, things have happened in the news the past week.
Yes.
We've had. What's it called? Mike Tyson beating up someone on a plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bloody.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, well, this guy was throwing, antagonizing him or something like that. I don't know what was going on there. And then Mike Tyson had enough of him and just started punching him, which was pretty bizarre. And yeah, we had. I'm sure you heard of this, Elon Musk, buying Twitter.
Yeah, I heard that this morning.
How much did he buy Twitter for? Something that...
Something billion or something million. I forgot the number.
The billion, $40 billion or something he bought Twitter for.
I think so, yeah. Something around that.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what he does with the Twitter platform, how he changes it.
Mm.
Yeah, because Elon Musk, he went out saying that he wants to, take out all the robots on Twitter and also authenticate humans on Twitter. But I think there's a lot more he's going to fix up. He wants freedom of speech to be back on Twitter, which kind of tells me that Donald Trump might come back on Twitter again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know how much Donald Trump loves his Twitter. So, who knows what could happen. A few celebrities have come out saying that they're going to leave Twitter because of Elon Musk buying Twitter, which is, I just think it's just, people say shit, but they're not going to do it. It's just, You know, what's Elon Musk gonna do? You know, I think Elon Musk is gonna make Twitter better, if anything. You know, I think he's gonna, you know, because Twitter have really censored what people can and can't say, and I'm all for freedom of speech. So I think what Elon Musk is gonna do will be something really good for Twitter. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion.
I agree. Well, I don't really use Twitter that much, but. I don't really have an opinion, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, Johnny, I think we'll wrap things up now. It was good to have you back on the podcast.
Yeah, it was a pleasure being on. You know, I always love coming on your podcast.
Maybe we should have like a footy segment each week.
We should
talk about the games and stuff.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, we can organize that, and people listening to this podcast today, let us know if you want this segment to continue. If so, let us know, and we'll continue this. Maybe this time next week we'll do another segment of what happens in this coming round.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you, listeners, for listening.
Yeah, thank you, guys. You know, I know it's been a while. I know I haven't done many episodes lately, but I'm going to start to pick it back up again and bring you guys more and more episodes. It's just me trying to find what content I can produce and stuff, you know, and I really like this today's podcast actually with you. It was pretty good.
And
I love talking about rugby league. You know, me and you are very passionate about sports, so I think today's, you know, segment was really good. Today's episode was really good.
I agree.
So, yeah, Johnny. So yeah, maybe next time. Maybe, guys, this time next week we'll have another NRL review for you guys.
For sure.
Thank you, guys, for listening to another edition of Wiser Words with Stan. Please follow me on Instagram, Facebook. Just type in Wiser Words with Stan. You know, please be sure to tell your friends about my podcast. You know, spread the word. And until next time, guys. Thank you, John, for coming back on my podcast today.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you guys for listening.
Thank you, guys, and hope you have a wonderful rest of the week. See ya.
See ya.